Chapter 2. Home. We reached the clearing, struggling through the snow and wind.
"Oh!"
said the girl when she saw the cabin. There was the light in the window. Sylvan had kept it on all the nights and days we lived together. "It's our beacon," he told me. I knew the door wouldn't be locked. I nosed the lever on the door open. Sylvan had given me the lever so that I could go in and out as I wanted. We stepped out of the howling of the wind into the quiet. The boy and girl stripped off their coats, and I shook snow from my fur.
"I'm Flora," said the girl. "I'm cold. My blanket is wet. He's Nickel," she added, pointing to her brother.
"I'm Nicholas," he said. "Flora calls me Nickel."
"I'm Teddy," I said.
"I like Nickel." It was dark, except for the one beacon light. Nickel turned on two lamps.
"Can you build a fire?" I asked him.
"There's wood and kindling on the hearth."
He nodded.
"I'm almost 12.
Flora hung up her coat on a hook by the door.
"Why are you lost?" I asked.
"The car slid into a snowbank, and my mother couldn't get it started again," said Flora.
Nickel had stacked kindling and wood in the fireplace. He found the matches on the mantel.
"She left her cell phone at home. She saw the lights of a house down the road where a family had been shoveling and left us to get help," he said.
"She was gone a long time," said Flora.
"We could have stayed in the car, but people came and knocked on the car windows, telling us the car was going to be towed off the road before it got covered with snow," said Nickel. "Flora was scared."
"Nickel was scared too,"
said Flora, making Nickel smile. Then the flames of the fire flickered across the room, warming us. The first fire in days. Flora walked over to Sylvan's computer, touching it. I can almost see Sylvan there in the light of the fire, his hair gray, like mine, on his head and on his face. Later, when I learn words, I know that this was called the beard. I remember when I first spoke words.